This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, hopefully at some point we will look forward to Mike's semi-wrestling review during the show today. We can make it happen whenever you want that to go down.
Whenever you want it. I watched pretty much all of Raw on Netflix last night. Pretty much live, too, because I was texting you guys.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, you were. And multiple people have texted in this morning, did you hear Dominic Mysterio say, take a load off? I did not.
Who did he wrestle last night? Oh, not Penta. Penta was
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, yeah. Black on blue gloves.
Does AJ Styles' mom haircut bother you?
Yeah, he's okay.
He used to be the best.
I was watching an old school, thank you for Peacock. I was watching an old school wrestling match because you're talking about The Undertaker almost burning up during the Echo Chamber.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a mustache or a beard. Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Very baby face.
Yeah.
I'm like, he does look better with the beard.
He looks stronger.
He just looked. He looked cute. He's a cutie. He was a cutie wrestler.
And that's Drew McIntyre. What you're looking for.
Cutie patootie.
Oh my God. You know? All right. So the question I'm going to throw out, and then we'll get into the wrestling review. What's your verdict thus far on the Victory Plus app? 877-881-1053. And in the meantime, let's also mix in some more Four Nations. Give me cut number three, if you will.
Give away by Hintz. Oh. Onto the stick of McDavid.
Not a good decision.
Jump by McDavid, score! An early 1-0 lead for Canada after Hintz turned the puck over.
Roope Hintz turned the puck over?
He did.
That has happened in Stars playoff games, too.
Yes.
I do think he's a good player. He's a good player, but there will be some passes where you're like, oh, Roope.
Look, if you want to jump ahead to the United States game, I felt like both of the goals on Ottinger were directly off of turnovers. You're like, the crap in hell was that? All right, give me cut number four because, like, we were tracking this while you guys were talking. It was 1-0, 2-0, and then pretty quickly it was 3-0.
Here's McDavid. Sanheim stopped by Lankin and rebound. Score! Braden Point makes it 3-0 Canada.
So this game started at noon or about noon, and before the first period's out, 3-0. Pretty early in the second period, they score again. It's 4-0. How many people do you think that are invested in this just turned it off thinking that it was over? Because, like, we finished up the show.
Yeah, it's over. Didn't they win?
Okay. They did, but the final score was 5-3, and with 1 minute left, it was 4-3, because the Stars hat trick happened, courtesy of Esa Lindell, and then Mikael Granlund scored not once, but twice in the span of 23 seconds. So they scored back-to-back-to-back goals from the Finland Stars, and all of a sudden, it was 4-3. And then Crosby put in an empty net goal to finish it off at 5-3. But think about it. This game was O-V-E-R over. And then the Stars and Finland made a massive comeback. And almost, if you think about it, if they would have tied it and gone to overtime, then Sweden, by winning in regulation last night, could have been in the final. But alas, cool. None of it happened.
You know what Sweden said when that game didn't get tied?
Ah, Yorgi Borgi.
Meatballs.
Okay, I knew it was going to be something like right. that. Clearly, right. I was in the right kind of headspace, but...
Yeah, we got close.
Yeah, that's true. We did get close. All right. So, Nathan MacKinnon talking about the finals against the United States on Thursday. He said, we can beat those guys. And I appreciate that level of confidence. Alec, I think I know your answer. I know my answer too. Mike, Thursday night, is this going to be a gotta watch for you?
Yes and no. My son plays in 12 degree weather in Austin at 5:30 p.m.
Oh, do you think that's still, do they have cold out baseball games or like it's too cold?
I just think in this tournament, because it's a kind of a big Texas tournament, they're going to go ahead and power through it. So I assume whenever we get done and either we get back to the hotel or we go grab something to eat, I'm hoping that it's on.
Okay.
So I will probably miss the first period, but I definitely want to watch.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. From the 214, and I hope we're helping out, man. I'm sorry. This is really sad. Just got impacted by the Southwest airline layoffs. Had to jump in the car and listen to y'all to clear my head. I hope we can help you guys out with that. And by the way, Mike knows this from the 214. Kevin, are all the WWE pay-per-views free with Peacock?
Heck yeah, they are.
Okay, so if you have a delightful friend, yes. Otherwise, you can sign up. I believe it's $5 a month. I do the fancy $10 a month program because I like to watch old wrestling at the gym, and I don't want commercials because that would just kill my...
I've been watching old wrestling. I watched Undertaker light on fire, except nobody knew, and they're like, that's the fastest he's ever made it
to
the ring.
Because his coat was on fire, and he's like, what the hell?
Yeah, he was mad, too.
From the 302, come on, bros, where's the Russian national team? Well, if you heard our initial discussion about this last week, the geopolitical scene is actually what bumped Russia out of this tournament.
Geo stands for geology.
Not okay.
That's how it was on my report card.
Mm-hmm.
How's your report card?
How did you do in geology, Mike?
I passed. I made it here.
What? Quick question.
Yeah.
What is the best academic class for you? Like, I'm not talking about PE or whatever. Like, what is the best academic class?
What did I do?
That you were really good at.
Math, algebra. Okay. Not geometry. Geometry, horrible at
geometry
it.
Is stupid math. I'm with you. I also did that.
Theories.
Geometry. Yeah.
Give me the answer.
Okay.
There's no answer in geology. Geometry. They both see geo. I don't know.
And there are answers in geometry. No, just sometimes.
Theory proof. My butt. Just 2 + 2 = 4. There's no theory there. Right? Prove it. I don't know. Give me 2 cronuts right here from Thunder Dan and 2 more = 4. I just proved it. Geometry.
Well, I don't really know how to. See, Mike, this is why I think you would make an excellent actual debater, because you throw out so many confusing arguments that I honestly don't know what I'm supposed to respond to, because I'm like, am I supposed to respond to there are answers in geometry? Am I supposed to talk about the cronuts? Like, you've given me too many things to ponder and it's thrown me off. All right, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. You have not really gotten in on Victory Plus. Is that fair?
No, I have it on my phone. I don't know this. They must have got it figured out on Samsung televisions, because I believe I have it downloaded on one of my Samsung TVs now.
They have made a lot of advancements. I just saw somebody say it's a B+ so far. If they can get Chromecast support figured out, then it will be up to an A+. And so there are still some issues, but Brad Alberts, the CEO of the Stars, said, hey, we needed to fix distribution and get the games to as many people that wanted to see them as possible. And I think we've certainly done that. And you've seen that from the downloading and viewership numbers.
Yes. Now, what will be interesting is, because I know you're asking about right now, and I think if you're a Stars fan, you're very happy with it. I assume, if you're a Stars fan, because you have it, you can watch it on your phone, computer.
It seems like most of the...
You can throw it on a television, or you do have the app now to put it on the television. So I'd say most people are very happy with it that are Stars fans. The one thing that I wonder is this. First of all, people that don't have an education on the NHL versus MLB, the Rangers can't do it that way. It's literally impossible. MLB will not let them do it the Stars way. As far as I know, the Stars can't do it that way much longer either.
Right.
They did it this way to help out the horrible Bally situation they had.
And okay, can we touch on that for just a second? Because then I think I know the direction that you're going to go. So in December, Victory Plus announced that it has surpassed 500,000 app downloads, which was serving three times as many Stars households as they reached in the season prior. Because of that, the Stars viewership has seen about a 65% increase. And so they were really hoping, we've talked about this before with the Rangers, is you're not just hitting the Metroplex or Texas. They're also trying to serve Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. And this is once again where Albert's cut right to the chase with the issue that they had with Bally. They're obviously way better number-wise than we were on Bally, but the bar was pretty low. And he said, I have high standards for our business and I want our viewership numbers to be better. All right, Mike, assuming that the numbers continue to get better, I think this is where you were going. Correct me if I'm wrong. What do you think is going to happen next with this, the Stars on the app?
They're going to charge.
That's what I think.
Now, I don't think it, I don't know this. I don't know. I don't think it will be as much as the Rangers, but it could be. They could just be like, hey, it's $100 for a whole season of Stars hockey. It might be 60, but they do have to charge money. They are paying hockey players. Yes. And it does cost to run a franchise. And guess what? The owners want to make, I don't know, anywhere from $20 million to $500 million a year, because I think that's what they do make. It just matters what team you own. I think Jerry Jones is clearing nine figures a year owning the Cowboys, if not close to like $300 million a year owning the Cowboys.
Sure.
Per year he's putting in his pocket. So I look at it and go, they did this because of what you said. They had to distribute this way better. The Rangers had to distribute this way better than Bally's, and they weren't going back to Bally's, as they said. Neil Lehman said, like, we were not going to put our fate in obviously Ray Davis. We're not going to put our...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Fate. In another company anymore. We are going to find out how our fate goes by us running it. And that's why the Rangers have their network. But they had to charge. I have seen some people say, I can't believe the Rangers are charging and the Stars aren't. They literally can't. There's a rule that says they cannot. They can't say, screw MLB. MLB will shut it down.
And
it'd be like if the ticket was like, we're gonna run the Ranger game on our radio station. We're just gonna take it from the fan and throw it on at 7 p.m. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, there's a lot they can do about it. They'll just shut it down.
Yeah, and their contracts. And we talked about when this was free, people were so pumped. We're like, hey, enjoy it free while you can, because it feels like a matter of time. I don't know how long that time is, but it feels only like a matter of time before they'll have to start charging for it. And as we've talked about a million times, people are reminiscent about this period of time that I don't think really existed the way they think it did.
Right.
Like, if you're talking about getting all these sports for free, when was that? Because I think it's more complicated than that, and people forget that you have to pay for cable.
Yeah, especially if you, the book Showtime with the Lakers, I read it, and it was Jerry Buss who decided to put all of, like, a big season. I'm going to put all the games on cable television. So it's not going to be pay-per-view, but you do have to pay, probably back then, I don't know, $20 to $30 a month to get 30 channels. And one of them in the LA market was going to be, you could watch all of the Laker games.
Sure.
That was in the 80s. That was in the mid-80s, approximately. Somewhere in the early mid-80s, Jerry Buss took a big risk. And all the owners thought it was stupid because they're like, guess what? They're not going to drive to come to the games anymore because they can watch it on television. Yeah. And he's like, no, this is going to make the product more popular. I can make money off of this. And people are going to want to come see it live because they're seeing it on television and seeing how fun it is. So what followed in Dallas-Fort Worth was HSE, Home Sports Entertainment. And you had to pay $30.
Yep.
And guess what? On HSE, you had to pay, I don't know what it was, because I went to my grandfather's house to watch the Mavericks play in the playoffs. Playoff basketball games, because there were no playoff baseball games here. You had to pay to watch the playoff games of the Dallas Mavericks. They were not on free television. They weren't even on your HSE program.
Yeah.
You had to pay a like pay-per-view price. It was probably like $5 to $10 back in the 80s to watch some of the Mavericks playoff games. By like, I don't know, 87-ish. 86, 88, somewhere in there, all of a sudden it took over where the NBA was like, we're so popular now, we're actually going to put all the playoff games on some sort of nationally televised station. But I think people have to understand, you've always paid in some way, shape, or form. It's never been free. And guess what? I've never seen my father play a game on television. Can't find it. You know why? Because when he played on the Rangers in 75, 76, and 77, they played about 10 games on television the whole year.
Yeah.
There's like 10 televised games a year of the Texas Rangers in the 70s.
I am absolutely with you. From the 561, Victory Plus recently added to the Samsung App Store. Now they qualify for an A in my book, works best on Apple TV. And I've actually seen multiple people shout out Apple TV as their kind of like go-to avenue to access Victory Plus. Is there anywhere you can watch the Rangers other than their app? We covered this, I don't know, like a month or so ago. It will have wide cable distribution. DirecTV, I know.
Spectrum, I think.
Spectrum. So, yeah, if you're worried about just the app, there will be wide, if you haven't cut the cord, cable distribution. And I've talked about this multiple times. I still have DirecTV. I kept DirecTV for the longest time because, like, three of our sports teams used to only be on Bally.
And I believe it'll be on channel 677 on DirecTV. Yep. And it will, the pregame, it'll be a dead network. And then when the pregame show comes on, bam, it comes on channel 677. The whole game comes on, postgame show comes on. And then when the postgame's over, they'll say, thank you for watching. This broadcast is over. Kind of like Netflix last night.
Yes.
When the wrestling ended, they were like, and your live broadcast has ended. And
all of that will be simulcast on The Fan as well, including the premium post.
Yes. And so you can, there's also streaming. I know that there's probably more to come out. I will just warn you on this. YouTube TV does not do regional sports. They don't do them for anybody. So if you're like, I only watch YouTube TV, I can't believe they screwed me over. You know, the whoever it is, Stars, Rangers, Mavericks. They don't do regional broadcasting for anybody.
Right.
So stop complaining about that. There's a zillion different ways to watch television, and the Rangers have given you a zillion different ways. And now the 16 million in their viewing audience all have easy access. And then all Friday night home games, for the most part, all Friday night home games will be on channel 33.
Yep. Which you love to see that.
So that is free. I guess that is free TV.
That's true.
Your TV does get about, I don't know, seven channels, I guess.
Yeah. I just think back, like, I don't know how many people listening used to have the TV where you would actually like turn the knob. My grandparents had that at their house. And so I know we're long beyond those days. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, do you want to buy OJ's stuff? Next on The Fan. Oh.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you want to reach out to Corey Majors, he has not been feeling well. We'll see. Perhaps he'll be back tomorrow. Perhaps not.
I don't think he's going to be back tomorrow.
I do not think he's trying to avoid you, me. Mike.
It's all about me, and I know it is.
Okay.
He's tired of me, and he can't even work with me for one more day in this studio. He said, I've had it. I know it's coming to an end. And he's like, I just don't want to deal with him anymore. And I don't know if he's going to surprise Arizona. Okay. I'm 50-50 on him backing out of that and just going, I don't want to be with him anymore.
I told you, if for some reason he can't go to surprise, I will then support your theory that he was just tired of you and couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah. He's not even listening right now.
Like, he's sick!
He can't listen? What, did he hurt his ears?
He had to go to the doctor, too.
Oh, wow.
And how do you know he's not listening?
Text him. If you know his number or you know his Twitter or you know something like that, you start texting him right now or tweeting him or Xing him. We call it Xing now?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, you don't.
Okay. That's true. Hey, I'm not concerned with what the hip thing is. I just am like, I do not.
Yeah. X Corey. And if you don't have his number, if you do have his number, text him. But if you don't, you X him.
Okay. That's a great succinct strategy. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
I hope Mike doesn't send me like a cease and desist whenever he leaves for that intro. Okay. You know, because he's going to be too big and too famous for
him. Like Taylor Swift. I think you guys own my voice from what I've said on this station.
Man, I like the idea that you're going to go re-record all the insane things you've said over the years.
I've got a folder of about 250 things. Let's get busy, please. Yeah. It is time
for... I just got to go find a tight end to fall in love with.
Mm-hmm. I do too. It's time for AM on the FM right here on 105.3 The Fan. 877-881-1053. Wants you to text in on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer the question of the day. Twitch and YouTube as well. I'm going to tell you how you can buy OJ's stuff, I guess. But the question of the day, Corey actually touched on this a few days ago, I want to say, and it piqued my interest because I heard the morning show talking about it, I want to say yesterday as well. The question is, how much do the broadcasters on play-by-play broadcasts affect your viewing experience? Are they important to you? Do they not matter? Like, what's the deal with broadcasters for you when you're watching live sporting events? There's a reason I'm asking this, and it's not because of Bassick, I promise.
This is the time you wanted all the Tolos to take shots at me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Like
please
eviscerate
Mike. John
Franks guy. I don't think he likes me on YouTube. I like you, though, John.
Oh, no.
You're the guy, John. He
do you think you're
going
to keep track of all the people who don't like you on the broadcast?
Barry Fish.
Oh, Barry Fish, yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, what happened to the fish?
He doesn't like you. He doesn't want to listen.
Yeah, he's, hey, six more shows, and you'll be back.
Look, I've talked about this in the past. It doesn't really move the needle for me very much. It much more does on radio broadcasts because I can't see what's going on. In the TV broadcast, I don't really care that much. I think I might be the minority on that, though.
I definitely care.
A lot of people do.
I will say doing the job, but even it's not an easy job. It's a fun job, but I respect a lot of the people that do it. There are certain groups like tandems that, you know, obviously the one that comes to mind, I was thinking of Tess and Boog and Witt. Like, it did not work at all. You felt like you weren't getting a good education on the game. You weren't getting a good description of the game. Yes, the game's on TV, so you can see it. But the furthering the education or what the team is trying to accomplish or what the team did accomplish, and then, hey, what is the counter to what they are doing? You felt like, hey, like Witt and Boog should be better, but are they being set up properly to give you the information that would make this game even more entertaining? So I'm picking on that group because I feel like that at least was majority of people are like, that wasn't the best. But man, when it comes to football, Alec, I think Troy is unbelievable. I think Tony has good moments. I think as his career has progressed, he doesn't know all of the defensive players. He doesn't know all the schemes.
Which we kind of thought might be the case, right? Because one of the reasons Tony Romo just took over the scene so fast is he's like, oh, I know all of these players. I know all of these schemes. I know exactly all of the things.
And I've always said, even before Tony got into it, that was the easiest part of this job at first was, I faced most of these people.
Yeah.
I know the real scouting report that is not given out to the public.
Sure.
Elvis Andrus this year, he'll know a lot more than I'll know on certain people because he's played against them in the last couple of years. But once that is gone, that's when your homework really comes in because you're not in the meeting rooms anymore. You're not in the scouting report rooms anymore. Just ask for the whole book on this team and just get to read it because it's your job to beat them on the field. So, but I do like Collinsworth. I don't have a problem with him. There's times where I'm like, but I like a lot of the football analysts that I hear. I think Greg Olsen is great at his job.
I do. I definitely
agree. Tom Brady was good too, but I know that there's some people who didn't like Tom Brady.
Let's see. From the 469, I watch games on mute TV wise. I only enjoy radio play by play and commentary. From the 817, it's super important. It's the familiarity of the voice that you attach to the sport. I think that's fair. A lot of people saying that they don't really care, but there are certain people that they love or they hate, like from the 682. Don't care, but I hate Chris Collinsworth's voice.
See, I could see that, and there's just nothing you can do about it because I've definitely heard from people who do not care for the way I speak either, so I get it.
And it's interesting for me. I know I talked about it when Corey mentioned it, but for me, there's the great broadcasters, and then there's everybody else. Whether they're awful, whether okay, whether they're good, they're just everybody else to me.
See, And I think, and this was probably a product of how old I was at the time, and I know these guys are all great, but to me, NFL football was specifically John Madden and Pat Summerall, and it felt weird if you were watching a game that wasn't them. It was the same thing. It felt like Keith Jackson was always on the most important college football game, and he's like, oh, doctor. And so, like, if it was somebody different, it used to really throw me off. I'm not in that space anymore, but I could definitely see how people are.
See, and as a kid, that's how it was for me. Like, it was weird hearing anybody other than Al Michaels. Because growing up, like, I really started watching early 2010s, really started watching football and baseball. So, you know, watching these national football games, if I heard anybody other than Al Michaels, even Joe Buck, who, you know, I was well aware of, but still, I was like, that's not football to me. You know, it's kind of weird, you know, watching some of these, you know, older games and going back and seeing some of the highlights and listening. It's like, now I appreciate, but back then, if it wasn't Al Michaels, it felt like it wasn't important to me,
sure.
You know? So I do understand, you know, the Tolo was talking about attribution to the sport. That makes a lot of sense.
I think about that every time the Cowboys do not get the A-team on the TV broadcast.
Yes.
Because it just feels like, hey, don't forget your team is not important in this game. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right.
And then, like, I'm on YouTube, so I don't know if, like, they're teasing or not. There's Eric C. It says, matters to me. I don't watch the Rangers broadcast because of Mike. And so I responded, but cordially, I said, thanks, Eric. I said, what part of the broadcast do you not like from me? Because I'd like to learn now. I'm going to be honest. I don't know Eric at all. So I'm not saying I respect your opinion, Eric. I'm not saying I disrespect your opinion. I don't know who you are at all. But what do you like or what do you dislike, right? Because I'd like to learn, not that I would change because of your opinion, but if I'm like, oh, that's valid.
Yeah.
I would think about trying to do it maybe in a little bit of a different way. Is it you're not educated on the sport? I'd be like, well, I'm going to be honest, I don't respect you because, like, I'm very educated on the sport. But if it was the way you're delivering this, when the hitter does this, or when there's a runner on base and you're saying this, or when there's a guy in the bullpen and you're talking about the situation that Bruce Bochy is trying to manage and you say this, I disagree with the way you say it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now you're getting very specific on when you feel like I am not broadcasting in a good way.
And it even leaks in, and Mike, I feel like you'll start to appreciate this as time goes on, too.
Eric is saying that it's really sports talk radio. Because he's saying it's unnecessary shots at other DFW teams, like, all the time and stuff. Well, that's not what I do on an MLB broadcast.
And that's fair, and I feel like it leaks into the world of pro wrestling, too. It almost feels like an event to me doesn't have big fight feel if Michael Cole isn't calling it. You know, he's been the voice of WWE forever. It's starting to change now with Joe Tessitore getting involved, because really just with his big boisterous voice and, you know, having the tones of God himself, like, he makes anything feel important. But in the past, when it was like Corey Graves or, you know, Tom Hannifin, even in TNA, who I think as TNA's voice of, you know, TNA, he works. But when you're shadowing Michael Cole, everything feels smaller and less important in comparison to Michael Cole yelling, finish the story at WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
Awesome.
You know, like, it always feels like big fight feel with him. And the reason I bring this up and I ask everybody and appreciate the interaction on the fan text is for 15 years now, we've heard Scott Hansen on NFL Red Zone.
Yeah.
And he would always introduce it.
I don't think that is correct, but to be fair, I'm not sure.
I mean, there is a parallel there, so I'll give you that. He would introduce 7 hours of commercial-free, which not so true anymore, football for the past 15 years, right? Now his contract has expired with NFL Media, and it looks like NBC is eyeing Scott Hansen to do Gold Zone's primary primetime work for the 2026 Winter Olympics and possibly the 2028 LA Summer Olympics. So that's according to Front Office Sports, that they might be looking to poach Scott Hansen, which NBC and Amazon have both been doing that here recently, where they eye maybe not a former player specifically, but just a really, really good on-air sports broadcaster. And they say, look, we have other things that might not be in their realm, but they're so good at what they do, and we have the money to poach them from a league-owned network like this and try to give them all of the money in the world. and have them try something new. And you even see the crossovers with like Steve Kornacki with the different election coverage, bringing him in to do the different math models and whatever for NBC. So like you're starting to see a lot of this crossover and a lot of feuding at contract negotiations. So we might be losing Scott Hansen on NFL Red Zone. So I'm interested to see if that viewership changes, if they do lose him, if that changes in a negative or a positive way. In my mind, I think it would go down a little bit because people might not be as, you know, focused to the broadcast anymore.
And you might be right about that. Sometimes I do wonder if people will get all their complaints out and still watch all of the same. I don't know. I haven't like broken down the data, but I do wonder that.
I think the majority will do that. But I think there will be some of the purists that they're like, no matter who it is, it's not Scott Hansen. It will be a very small percentage of the typical Sunday viewing audience. But I do think some people will drop out, but most people will be like, wham, 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 and then they're still going to watch. But what I really want to talk about is O.J. Simpson. His estate is going up for sale in the middle of March, according to the executor of his estate.
Does the money go to the Goldmans or...
So this is going to actually be put on by Golden Auctions, and it sounds like this is going to go to pay off legal fees and stuff and legal troubles.
Okay, so yes.
Because his estate currently owes an estimated $117 million in different fees.
Because I remember at the time, the judgment was like he's supposed to give the Goldman family like, I don't know, $35 million or something like that.
I would like to say from my life experience, I don't know if you ever have to pay civil fees.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you ever actually have to. If the judge says you owe something, I don't know what the. It's only civil; they can't throw you in prison for not paying it. So I don't know what happens if you don't pay it.
That is odd.
I mean, OJ died and didn't pay it.
That's true.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of interesting stuff left in his possession either. They're saying mainly just signed pictures. Is the coolest stuff you're going to find from like movie scenes and stuff and pictures of him with his famous friends that like they also signed.
$50 a photo, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so.
Probably not a ton, yeah.
We'll see how much it ends up selling off for because he's got a lot of money to make up, $117 million worth and an extra $26,000 per day that the debt is not paid back.
See, and like, but to Mike's point and like the national deficit and everything, or else what?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Yeah. He's dead. Yeah. So what are you going to do about it?
That's fair. And that's my time.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is this really the best Super Bowl champion since 2000? Next on The Fan.
We're going to run some clock or maybe throw the dagger.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Could that be the best Super Bowl champion of the last 25 years? Let's talk about that and everything else as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dear.
Here we go!
It's only 11:45.
What? Yeah, Mike.
Dude.
Has this show exhausted you already?
Yes.
Has it?
I just looked up and I was like... I thought we were at the expressway. We're only at football nuggets.
If you participate in all the segments, maybe it'll go by fast.
It's flying by.
No,
for
it
me.
Goes by slower. I need Corey. Corey, I know you don't want to do the show with me anymore. Come back. Jeez.
I don't think that is the case. All right. Let's start.
And Eric's tired of my bits.
I told him
there's only six more shows. That's when I wrote down only six more shows, and I thought we were like, Mike Likes It was coming up. I was preparing.
Well,
preparing way too early.
Okay. You just prepare the day before the day, earlier in the day. All right.
What happened in football yesterday?
Let's talk about Mike Florio.
Heck yeah. He's a good player.
Tell me if you think this is a conflict of interest. Mike Florio, who Pro Football Talk repeatedly talked about how Richie Incognito was a bully, put out a story that said a defamation lawsuit from Richie Incognito would likely go nowhere. Now, this does feel like a little bit of a conflict of an interest. And by saying, hey, your defamation lawsuit is going nowhere because it would probably be against me to start. And He wrote this. Now, I know Mike Florio is an attorney. He's glad to tell you that. So let's consider how a lawyer got...
Probably doesn't say it as much as I've said I'm a former Major League Baseball player.
On that. I don't actually think you do that much. So Florio wrote, so let's consider how a lawyer who got his or her law degree from anything other than the bottom of a box of stale Cracker Jack would evaluate a potential defamation lawsuit from Incognito. So it feels like this entire article is written from the point of view of don't sue me because I think you're going to lose, or I'm going to try to convince you that you're going to lose suing me in an article. That is a fascinating strategy.
I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, because you said Florio's the first person to remind you that, hey, I have a legal background.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's kind of smart if you just kind of publicly put it out there like, hey, I do this stuff. I did this stuff for a living. You know, I'd like to keep doing this job and keep talking down on you and just remind you that, hey, if you try to attack me for it, then you're not going to get anything out of me. So, you know, I wouldn't say I would do the same thing, but I know how Mike Florio is.
Right.
So I just, from his perspective, I'm like, that's the most Mike Florio thing ever. Go right on ahead. Sure.
I could see that. All right. Let's go from that to, is this a dumb bet? So the Philadelphia Museum of Art, at first I thought this was a really cool bet. They made a Super Bowl wager with the Kansas City, I don't know, the Nelson Atkins Museum. And they bet a Manet painting against a Manet painting. However, it's only temporary. Don't you think we need to up the stakes so the Philadelphia Museum of Art will get this extra Manet painting for, I don't know, like a little while, and then they have to send it back? Nonsense. You won the Super Bowl. Well, your city and your team won the Super Bowl. I think you should get to keep that painting.
Yeah. It's a Manet, right?
That's right. Not a Monet.
Yeah.
And not mayonnaise. That's where you're going. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That's kind of what I thought. All right. Let's talk.
Or a Ginobili.
Do you think Manu Ginobili paints?
He's from Argentina.
What does that mean? Is there a higher proportion of people in Argentina who paint than other places?
Alec, he looks like
know.
He might be
he
from
doesn't
Alan.
Know.
Argentina? Have you ever been
what?
To
what?
Does he look like he could be
How
from?
How so?
He has long hair. He has a bun.
And that's what you identify with Argentinian people?
Yeah.
I wear my hair down every day now.
Maybe artist.
Uh-huh.
He wears that Dallas upside down hat. That's art.
Mm-hmm.
You just put the letters upside down.
See, I can't wear them when Mike's gone anymore, though, because then I don't get any joy out of it.
I don't know. Maybe Argentinians like to paint more.
Okay.
My daughter likes to paint.
I'll look it up.
Keep in mind, again, that's not really what we're talking about. So you're...
They won the Super Bowl and got a painting for it.
They did, and then they have to give it back.
Well, that happens.
Okay. So,
what do you want me to do about it? Go to New York and tell them to put it in their art museum?
Why New York?
Isn't they have a famous art museum I had to go to with my wife and daughter for a day?
So you went there. You don't know if it was famous or
no, it was famous.
Called.
A lot of people were there.
Was it the Met?
Yeah, I played for them.
Mister.
So over the weekend, it was reported
Chicago has a big art gallery,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do. That's where they filmed some of Ferris Bueller.
I know. I took a picture with that painting.
Did you?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you play that song while you were doing
it? No, there are people there.
Okay.
I told them, I said, get out of the way. I got to take my Ferris picture.
So the NFL fined Philadelphia Eagles rookie outside linebacker Jalix Hunt about $6,000. And Rob McElhaney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or from Mythic Quest, if you want to check that out, said he is glad to pay that fee. He goes, he said, DM me. I'll pay this fine. Worth every single penny. If you had all the millions of dollars, do you think you would pay off fines from some of your favorite sports people if they won championships?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it feels like a waste of money. Like, they did get fined.
It's true.
They are making money.
It's true.
Like, I have a couple cards I want to give to Josh Young and Evan Carter.
Okay.
When we get to spring training Sunday. Like, we'll see them Monday, I assume, in the clubhouse.
Probably.
but I can't find the card I want to give Evan Carter. If you haven't watched, Josh Young just put out a new, like, they opened up cards, Evan Carter and Josh Young, and I watched it on YouTube, and then I'm like, oh, I could give these guys a couple presents, and I know where my Josh Young present is I want to give him, which he'll probably be like, yeah, big deal. I can buy a whole bunch of different things. You can't. I make major
league
money.
I don't know if everybody thinks that way, Mike.
That's the way they look at me. They're like, okay. You're a poor in here, aren't you? Oh, and I'm like, God. I am, yeah.
Holy moly.
But,
okay.
You know, what do we call those, pizza rolls or something? What do you say I eat?
No, I just said I do not care for Totino's pizza rolls. That's all that
you didn't say they were for the pores? I thought you did.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. Funny.
All right, shut up. All right, let's go.
I'm excited here.
From that to, you know what, Alec, give me your thoughts on this.
We gave art. My daughter's getting a fine arts major.
How did you give that art story your attention?
You said there is a picture by Mayo, OJ Mayo, I think, combining the two stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the Philadelphia Eagles got it for winning the Super Bowl, but they can only have it for a short amount of time. Then they have to give it back to the New York Met.
So many things are inaccurate.
Did I get it right?
No, you didn't.
How close? Give me a percentage.
12%.
Better than 0%.
I guess that is true.
Mike was actually onto something about Argentina. According to Latin American Arte, Argentina has a rich tradition in visual arts with a long history of painting and sculpture.
But, okay.
I mean, it's my second to last show in this studio,
I'll never be in here
again. And I just nailed it again.
I'm going to stop this right now.
This is amazing.
You say.
I'm the smartest guy you know.
No. Because you say that Mike was right because Argentinian people are artistic. Keep in mind, that's not what we were talking about. He said Alec looked Argentinian because he has long hair, and maybe Manu Ginobili was a painter because we were talking about Manet. That is not correct.
There's only one letter that's different in Manet and Manu.
That is also incorrect. There are two letters that are different.
Name them.
E and T. Or if you want to throw in the U, three letters.
That's Manette.
Okay, well, I'm not getting into that conversation with you now because my head might literally explode like scanners or something like that. So I'm not doing that right
Where's
now.
Where's Corey?
Oh, God bless Corey. I hope your doctor is a miracle.
Tomorrow,
worker.
If you take off and he takes off, it's 4 hours of my last show ever in studio by myself and everything goes.
Let me tell you something right now. If Corey tells me he's out, I'm going to take off tomorrow. I'm going to be like, I'm out too. All right.
Hey, Alec, get ready for the best of. Start pulling things.
Netflix. We're going to have to wait on the Super Bowl thing. We'll get to that.
Oh, Netflix had WWE last night.
That is true. Did you know that they also want a package of Sunday NFL games? So we've talked about, obviously, Amazon took on the Thursday. You've seen Peacock and Amazon get some playoff exclusives. Fox has held the NFC package of Sunday regional games since 94. CBS has had the AFC package since 1998.
But they don't really have that package anymore. They just do NFL games.
It has been fragmented a lot differently than it used to be. But Netflix has a market value of $450 billion. So if they want to be aggressive and make this happen, definitely think they can.
Okay. Right. I mean, I don't know what Netflix is thinking. They got the WWE on Mondays. They couldn't get Fridays. SmackDown's still on TNT. Is that what it is on?
It's on USA.
Yeah, USA. Three letters.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Most stations are three letters.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Radio stations are four numbers.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. Bruce Bochy says to have a successful season, you need a surprise or two. Who will that be for the Rangers?
Three or four.
Or we'll end up talking about something else weird. I don't know.
It's fun.
Next on The Fan.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.